We have karaoke talk.
The other night, this was around the same time that Donnie and Rob and myself, me and the engineers, ran into Tom Brady and Donovan McNabb. But prior to that scene, we were at an Irish bar, just sitting around having a couple of beers. And all of a sudden, it turns into a karaoke bar. And I hate karaoke. I can't stand it. Because, now Danny, you remember when we were down here last time in Florida? Not in this part, but down in Port Charlotte, we went to the karaoke bar?
Yes, and the guy that was real serious about it.
Yes, there's always that guy who thinks that he is the star, like he's a rock star.
He thinks he's Steven Tyler.
Yeah, and it's his time on stage to perform for all his wanting fans. Well, we had this incident again, but this time it was with a girl. She was the ringleader of the karaoke place.
Bitch.
She got up there and sang, you know, four or five songs, and she had her gaggle of spare friends there, and she was clearly there.
She's singing Respect?
Oh.
No, but I'll get to what she was singing in a minute.
Now, was this one of the ones who got all nookied?
No, this is at another bar.
Oh, okay.
This is at a total another bar. Bob and Dan joined us as well. Hi, boys. How are you doing?
Booyakasha.
Glad to hear you guys back on the air. Please feel free to jump in at any time, please. So,
Snake.
Like now, or should we wait to talk more?
Whenever.
I'm I go now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, bye.
No, I want you to come on too.
Well, I didn't want to have too many voices now that we have bad radio.
No, Danny,
I'm not going to say anything.
I need your help.
Keep working your way.
You're the music guy, dude.
Yeah, I need your help.
Karaoke.
If anybody knows karaoke, it's you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this lady, she's the first one up there. As soon as they turn the karaoke machine on, she runs up there. She's all decked out to the nines, you know, because she's on stage and she needed to dress up.
Hot like most Jacksonville women?
No, Dan. Mm. She's ugly. So she gets up there.
Fat?
Little chunky. Little chunky. So she's, her first song is this. She's like, I want to sing an oldie, but a goodie for you guys, if you don't mind.
Turn
so she's
around.
Telling us. So she goes, she starts out with this, crazy, and it's the Patsy Cline song. So as soon as she hits that first crazy, her little buddies, you hear this, you hear like they start clapping for her. And she looks at him after, she's like, crazy, yeah, thanks a lot, guys, thanks for coming, crazy for you. So cheesy.
Dude, that's probably her life.
I know. Isn't that a sad life, though?
So now, is this the person whose job it was to get karaoke going?
No. There's a karaoke man who, like, runs the karaoke machine. This girl was there clearly because it was her time to be on stage. She couldn't make American
Idol. Superhero Bob.
Oh, that karaoke man.
Isn't this like Bob playing adult league hockey, though? I mean, it's they're just living their dream once a week, along with dollar beers, and
there's really no difference.
I don't like you to compare that.
It's not that far removed, is it?
Because sports is sports. That's another
sports
medium totally.
This root doesn't have adult league hockey to play, though.
And she doesn't have 5'10 to feature herself every day.
Right. This is her outlet.
Stop it.
This is her creative outlet.
Remember when I had a beat-down
job. She lives in a trailer. She lives in frickin' Jacksonville.
So don't beat her down for digging
snake.
Karaoke. Yeah, here is the snake. She digs
snake.
Karaoke.
I'm too good for her.
But here is the snake.
You idiots, come on.
Hey, I wear t-shirts.
Hey, I'm gonna bang you, bitch.
Did you yell that?
So did you go up on stage and go, look, this is a pro?
Oh, yeah, because I really know how to sing.
Start doing the running man.
I want to bang you, bitch.
Mo!
Start singing Norm. You didn't get up there and do that.
No,
big chair.
I don't think they have that in karaoke tracks.
Norm,
can you get Norm, please? I'm gonna do Norm.
So then this other guy, she gets off.
The lighter zone.
Right.
I mean, Norm. The place goes nuts. Then this one guy gets up there and he sings that. I got a little change in my pocket, going jing-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh,
you know
geez.
That song.
Oh,
that's goodness. Even the original.
Call you on a telephone, baby.
And then he busts in the Black Crowes Hard to Handle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mercy.
Then he gets off. Then he gets off. Hey, little thing.
Okay, we know how it goes. God almighty.
Well, Dan does it.
That in college football, I can't stand to hear you do. swear to God. The two things that just drive me crazy is when Corby talks college football and when he sings.
Satellites.
Why?
I don't know.
There was
just,
a lady we all know.
I love you to death and you're one of my best friends, but those are the two things that drive me bananas about you.
Wow, he loves you.
So then the girl gets back, the ringleader gets back up on stage. She's like, all the girls to get up on stage with me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So,
yeah, and I was like, what's up?
Hey, like when Snoop did it at that concert?
He gets shots up there. So all the girls in the bar get up there, and they crank up Gloria Gaynor.
Oh.
I Will Survive.
I Will Survive.
Tell me that.
Did you enjoy that?
No, none of us. No one did.
Well, I bet they were up there having a great time, yet here is the snake.
Rob, was this not...
Somebody else.
Was anyone enjoying this?
Having a good time. The snake just
can't handle
it.
Damn it, Rob, get on the mic.
Snake. Someone else wants their creative outlet.
We thought about
getting up and leaving. Honestly, it was horrible.
Well, you had that option. Why
didn't
you?
Well, we did.
Why didn't you
overcome? We did leave.
Why didn't you record it?
Yeah, dude. You got all these great stories about it.
We kicked ourselves in the head for not recording it. We didn't have a recorder. So then the guy who sang Hard to Handle and Changing My Pocket going jing-a-ling-a-ling, he gets up there again. He's like, let's lower the lights a little bit for this one, all right?
Oh, no.
And Justin, the song that I told you to get, this breaks out.
Oh, my God. That's 12
really?
Minutes.
Sings the whole Stairway to Heaven.
But again, that guy's probably got a job in a department store.
Or it's a song that means something to him.
Shut up.
Maybe he mixes paint cans or something during the day.
And the same thing. As soon as he hits this first little...
Well, it takes a minute.
Lady who sure... Right then, a couple of people started clapping. He's like, you know it. You know it. Pointing at him.
Can you hit the post on
you
this,
You get
friends?
It.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh. Well, you're a DJ, weren't
That's
you?
That's right.
You trafficking real quick.
Well, no, I wasn't a DJ.
This is such a punch out when it's on
weather,
the radio.
Mike.
Is it?
But in karaoke, and this guy sucked so bad, and he had to sing.
Hold on.
On your home for rock. 13 times.
Now they start
Let's
clapping.
Let's play it
again. You got it. You're right.
Thanks for coming out. All right. Can I get a little more smoke machine? Thanks. All right.
Thanks, man.
We had to all do karaoke. We had to have ticket karaoke night.
I hate karaoke.
We do it. It's
people.
Called ticket stop.
Yes, it is. It's too often.
And you know what? It sucks. We suck. It's fun.
I mean, like every Thursday night.
Oh, like we should all hang out together, go to karaoke night?
Do you hate karaoke people, Corby?
Yes. Don't you?
Yeah, I hate the... You know what? I don't mind the random guy that gets up there and makes an ass out of himself. Or if somebody's, like, really good. But it's that legion of wannabes that just follow karaoke, and they're there every freaking week, and they suck.
I'll tell you, this does have a time wasters correlation, though, because...
It's dress-up.
When I watch you guys do your thing, I like the funny songs. But, boy, when Gordo comes up there to sing a real... meaningful song to him that no one else has ever heard. Punch out.
That's karaoke.
Totally.
In a way.
Ticket karaoke.
Yeah, it is.
I wasn't going to tread on the Tom Petty.
No, those are great.
Those are great. Gordo for the most part.
I mean, hey. You're not treading on anything because I like the funny stuff too.
I'd rather have indie movie guy sing a song for us.
Who's Herschel. That?
Or Rochester.
Or Yoda.
Sing, let's put the pies in the oven or something like that.
So right now it's a song, and it's about this point that we decided to get the hell out of there.
You didn't sit through the whole thing?
No, we did sit through the... Because we wanted to see how he would handle...
The high part?
Yeah, that part.
Were you there for a show or drinking? What's the difference what's playing while you're drinking?
I just don't want to see idiots up there singing karaoke and being serious about it. And thanking the crowd.
I'm not going to bag on the P1.
And telling him to crank up the smoke machine.
It means something to him.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it's like adult league hockey or baseball.
I disagree with that. Because I play soccer.
That's exactly what
I play.
Oh, hey, I'm on
Athlete.
Hey,
look at me. T-shirt to play soccer.
So, like, me and Bob running a marathon, is that equivalent?
I got my old dads.
My stats last week.
I got a yellow card.
I was player of the week in our league.
Me and Bob running a marathon, is that karaoke?
Yes.
It's not a sports league.
All those marathoners are in the marathon league.
Look, I'm
same
in
the thing.
Jim Fix.
Jim Fix?
I don't know.
Hey, look at me.
You got a died running or hello?
I'm Zola Bud. Look
I
at
believe
me.
He died all doing right, karaoke.
Hey,
I'm Mary Decker Tabbs. Look at me.
I'm Kip Keno.
Hey.
Check me out.
Anyway, it sucked. It was stupid. You know what? The minute we get off the air,
You won't let people have their fun.
That's true. It's a good point.
The minute we get off the air, Mike's going to be like, I've, and you would have.
No, I wouldn't have.
The minute you heard crazy, you would have got up and left, and you would have shot her.
They're living their dream.
Well, it was a nice tribute to Robert Plant.
It was.
These are downtrodden people. That's all they have. It's Snake. Thursday night at that bar.
Well, their lives suck then.
Nowhere near as good as yours.
Not everybody can be E! News.
See, that's exactly why people hate him.
So cocky.
Gotta go.
God.
He's Snake. Snake.
All right, you guys need to stick around, okay? We have audio.
Oh, boy.
We have what?
I found something else that I fear in this world. And my fear of it is wounding me deeply at this particular time.
Well, let's go over your other fears. Horses.
Black people.
No, I don't fear black people.
You fear the horse.
I have no reason to
fear. You fear the equine, though.
Yes, I do fear the equine. I fear the motorcycle.
You used to fear skiing.
I still kind of do, a little bit.
Although you can do it.
Well, I can stand up. Let's put it that way. I don't know if I can do it. I also fear the pilot light.
Oh, gosh. Did you have to light one?
No, but I have one that I think is out. And this is no time to have a pilot light out.
Call a pro. Just pay the money and call a pro. Don't try to do it yourself.
Well, the thing about it is they can't get out there till, you know, sometime in mid-May.
You got to do it yourself.
I'll fix it for you.
You can light a pilot light.
It's easy. Oh.
I fear it.
Well, what's it out on?
The heater.
The water heater?
No. The heater in the bedroom.
What do you have, like a small gas heater for your bedroom?
No. Up in the attic that... The whatever the furnace or whatever it is. I don't know. I fear the attic, too. I've never been up there to take a look around.
Well, your furnace or your heater is not specific to your bedroom. That should heat the upstairs. You sleep upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs.
Well, that should...
It depends where it's ducted.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm sure it handles more than just your bedroom.
Right, it does.
Okay.
It does. In fact, it handles the entire east
wing?
Part of the east wing of the house.
Wow.
So you have gas heat, huh?
And wings.
And this is no time to have heat out.
Yeah.
You know what you ought to do?
You know who needs to come over there and light that for you?
Who?
One or two people.
Rafe?
You think Rafe could do it in a second?
T-Bar. He's more expendable than you.
That's one of the two I was talking
T-Bar
about.
T-Bar can do that?
Yeah, there's no question he can do it. There's no doubt.
His death would be comedy.
I don't know why you get on him so much. All he does is support us and help us out whenever we need.
I know.
How many times has he taken your ass to the airport?
You know I love T-Bar. You know I just mess with him because it gets under your skin.
You know.
And because his name is T-Bar.
How can you not make fun of the man?
You know, we got a Super Bowl trip coming up.
I know.
You have a ride?
No, I don't.
Okay. And either Donnie Baseball or Rob Chickering.
I got to get somebody because I just froze my ass off last night.
Really?
Yes.
That was a bad night for it to go out.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And Digger's not big enough to spoon with.
No, she's not.
Your wife hates you.
Mm-hmm.
Get a body pillow.
You got issues.
Yes. I was sleeping fully clothed last night.
Really? Do you wear like long johns to, I mean like flannel PJs?
No.
when it's cold.
He
now,
wears
you do.
The...
I've turned you onto flannel PJs, hadn't I?
Yes. You're the one that did that to me.
Yeah.
Mike wears the Old West red long underwear.
With the flap on the back.
The flap in the back, like he's an extra now, in Deadwood.
Do you, even in the winter, do you just wear your normal
Mantis?
Bikini briefs?
Yes.
Ugh. No shirt?
No.
Ugh. Oh, man.
Your poor bed.
Your poor wife.
I would absolutely freeze.
I'd sleep in the
that.
Car before I'd snuggle up next to that.
Well, what about you?
What about me? Sleeping. We're not talking about me.
Well, we are now sleeping nude the way you do.
I don't sleep
he
nude.
Sleep
That's
nude.
Kevin Scott.
I know you do too.
No,
and
I know.
Dan McDowell, as
did.
We found
no,
out.
No, I didn't.
You told us you did.
By the way, spreading lies.
By the way, that should be a compound rule.
No naked sleeping.
No nude sleeping.
And he was in my room. He was 8 feet away from me.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's real hot. You know what you ought to do? A good way to light a pilot light, no lie, is to have a few drinks and you get some. Get a little tipsy. And then get one of those airport airline bottles.
Yep.
And make a tiny Molotov cocktail and just throw it under there.
Or maybe get a little Mex going for 4 days in a row and see if you can blue flame your way to a lit pilot.
You could today.
Blue flamed a heater. Can you imagine if your wife wandered up there and you got your manties around your ankles?
Oh, and the thing is,
you're firing away. You're
I don't wear manties for one thing.
Yeah,
you're
do.
In that attic and, you know, you're probably having to stoop over and if it... You know, like backs out at you or frightens you in any way, you're going to raise your head up and
oh, I know.
Knock it into
I
a
mean,
nail.
If the slightest little thing went wrong up there, if I tried to do it myself, I'd freak.
Yeah.
Come crashing through
the
ceiling.
Attic.
Yeah. And if you don't, you know, you have to stay on those tubifores up there.
Yeah.
And if you step on anything else, you're stepping on drywall and you'll come crashing through.
You don't go in the attic?
Drywall.
No, drywall.
Yeah.
Never.
You've never been in your
no,
attic?
No, I've never been to the attic.
Who changes attic. Your filters on your AC unit and stuff? You got a guy that comes in and cleans
Mexicans.
That out?
Mexicans. Oh. Well, I mean, they're all in the roof and in the wall and stuff. You can do that.
No, there's some that need to be changed in your unit. And
there is?
Yeah.
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 Well, I guess that hadn't been done in an awful long time.
Dude, that's like twice, three times a year with a good filter.
Really?
Unit. Yes.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, you got to do that and change the ones in your ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Change the one in your ceiling every month.
The dude told me that every time you write your electric bill to change it.
Well, it doesn't need to be done.
12 times a month.
12 times a year?
Year.
Yeah.
You don't need to do it that much. Those filters are good for 3 months. And the better ones
well,
that cost.
Well, if you buy good ones.
Well, I'm saying the ones that cost 15 or 20 bucks or so,
mm-hmm.
those should last you 3 months. Now, they do sell some that last 6 months
mm-hmm.
or 7 months that are about 70 bucks. That like a AC company, like a Freymeyer type company, they'll come in and install those for you. But you need to change that out.
But you're right to on the pilot light. I mean, those
well,
are
I mean, don't you fear
dangerous.
The pilot light?
I wouldn't try to light one under any circumstances.
I lit one in my old house and it was scary. I hadn't had to do it here.
Oh, what about God. You? You ever lit the pilot light?
Yeah. Actually, I have.
And it all worked out?
Mm-hmm.
You did it all right?
It flamed up. Pretty good bit, but
see,
I was out
all
of the way.
You got to do. Look, you understand? There's instructions, you know.
Oh, mm-hmm. but they write them in construction.
What?
In what?
I don't get that.
Well, you know, anytime they have anything that's in instruction form, they write it in construction language that you don't understand.
Like, get a lighter. No, you know what the worst part is? Is if you look on your unit, it'll see on your AC and heating unit, of course, you'll see what you're supposed to do, you know, how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And then it says, do not do. Mm-hmm. And when it says, do not do this, it shows a picture of a man burning, like running.
That's good advice.
Call yeah. T-Bar and get him to light it for you.
Or I could have Danny just go up there and walk near it.
Just kind of
strike a match. Yeah, that'd probably get it going. All right, maybe I need the services of Tibber.
You do. He can get it done in a matter of 5 minutes, and it'll be done right, and you're not going to have to worry about it.
Hey, It's a very special day here on the presentation because today, those who lost must pay up, actually today and tomorrow. And those who lost are, in fact, paying up. And those who won are, I guess, sitting back and giggling like a billy goat.
Yeah, like a little schoolgirl, Psycho.
That's right. I'm laughing.
Are you enjoying this?
Yes, I am. I'm so enjoying this. This is so great.
Well, we have a number of commercial sponsors who vie for your attention from time to time. And probably what we should do is give way to them just for a few minutes, and then we'll tell you what Psycho won and how we're paying off. We will do that next here on The Ticket.
The buck stops here. Fridays at 10:50, it's Ranger Manager Buck Showalter with Norm Hitzkus. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are getting going for today. And before we do so, let us remind everybody, and perhaps even inform everybody, that there are a few things that we here at The Little Ticket can offer that turn on the Metroplex more than an appearance by the sports cretin Dick Hicks. And such will take place next Wednesday. That is Aug 4 from 1 until 3, when you will have the opportunity to meet the sports cretin at Don Pablo's at Cooper and I-20 out in South Arlington. He will have ticket t-shirts for you to register to win, as well as Glidden paint kits and CDs. So go see Dick Hicks, the sports cretin, at Don Pablo's in South Arlington, Cooper and I-20, next Wednesday, Aug 4, from 1 until 3. All right, let us bring on Psycho Dave now.
Hey, now.
To tell everybody exactly what it is that's got him so giddy today, and exactly what he won.
Well, I won Stripper versus the 11-year-old, and that means I don't have to dress up as a superhero. And that is so great.
You're so lucky.
I am so lucky.
You are.
I love it so much.
You are very fortunate because the rest of us are sitting around in here today in superhero outfits. Now, I won. I mean, I didn't win. Psycho Dave won, but of the losers, I definitely won.
Oh. Let's go in reverse order of who the losers are.
Kevin
Back
Scott.
Down to you. Kevin lost.
He's more of a loser than anybody.
Now, he thought he won.
Oh, he wanted it. He was happy.
Oh, I loved it.
Batman. Hey, I would have been happy with that, too.
You thought you were just going to have a little onesie with a nice, soft little cowl on,
with
didn't
the utility
you?
Belt
yeah.
And just a very light cape.
You were thinking of old school, what's his name?
Adam Bert? West.
Adam West.
Yeah,
Batman.
That's exactly what I thought.
Instead, you got Michael Keaton.
Oh, the worst.
God. So, describe your outfit for everyone.
It's very
Batman.
Bulky. It's very bulky and cumbersome. If you start at the feet, it has rubber leggings that you have to pull on over your leotard.
They're fake boots.
They're fake boots, like kids wear at Halloween. And every component that you have, every piece of rubber that you own, is like an inch thick.
Yeah, it's very busy. And I had to pull the headrest off a second ago, and it was just filled with sweat. It was making me dizzy. I couldn't get any air in there. It was just pure sweat. And then you work your way up, then you have things that cover your thighs, which are supposed to look like bat muscles, and those are supposed to tie underneath your knee and then around the waist, and that goes over your cod piece, which ties underneath your legs.
And covers your cods.
And it has something of a taint scrub, and then you pull it up in the back and you tie it. Then you have a chest piece. All this is made of rubber. At least an inch thick. It's your bat abs. And that goes on, and it's supposed to Velcro in the back, but whoever had it last tore the Velcro, so I had to tape it in the back. And then you're supposed to put that on over the bat head so it doesn't fly around everywhere, which makes it even more constricting. And there was a little rubber piece in the bat head that kept poking me underneath the eye. So every time I would turn to my right, it would jam into the area right underneath my eye. And then you're supposed to put a cape on over that. And it feels like somebody took the seat out of a car and made a cape out of it. And that's what I'm supposed to wear. It is so bulky and cumbersome. So many moving pieces. It's ridiculous.
But you look nice in it.
Boy, you do, you look like Michael Keaton in Batman. Like, that's the
real... He came walking in our meeting, and I'm like, good gosh.
Oh, you guys fell out. And by the way, you sorry asses, our bet was you wear it up to work. None of you wore your costume up to work.
I couldn't because I couldn't
have mine.
I couldn't zip mine up.
Don't give me crap.
I couldn't zip mine up either.
But I called Danny and Corby to clear it. Said, hey, I can't zip mine up.
I didn't have time. I had to go to Oshman's to get shorts to put over mine.
It's funny how you called the two other guys who didn't wear their costumes either. And once Grego said he couldn't wear his up, I was like, well,
of course.
Then I can't.
You definitely can't.
I literally
how are you
going to
drive
can't.
In that?
I can't wear this.
Let's move on to Corby and his Incredible Hulk outfit.
I am a close second.
Speaking of driving, I was hoping that somebody would see me driving down Central in my Batman uniform.
Did you have a helmet on and everything?
Yeah. I mean, I had everything on like I was supposed to have on.
Man, that's getting with the program.
Did you get any looks leaving your apartment or anything?
Oh, yeah. There was a couple of apartment maintenance guys who were just standing around doing nothing. And one of them asked me in very broken English, where's Robin? And I said, donde? He goes, si. I go, no sé. I don't know. I just got in my car and drove off.
In your Batmobile?
In my Batmobile.
Snake.
So I'm the Incredible Hulk.
Snake quota.
And.
Quota. What a Hulk you be.
That took 20 minutes to put on.
Oh, at least. And
two people helping.
Okay, I first had to put on the bottoms. And the bottoms consist of...
Well, stand up. Let's see.
You look so funny from back here.
I've noticed you around.
How do you feel that? Feel this.
God.
That thing weighs like 30 pounds.
I mean, you look like one of those people who has a really malformed torso, you know?
My little head on top, you know, little pencil neck.
Yeah.
By the way, there are pictures up on the website right now. Go to theticket.com.
Yes, and you'll see why I won.
God, you're such the winner. So my bottoms, I mean, they have Hulk muscles, and the muscles are made of pillowy...
Foam rubber kind of...
Well, is that what it's made of?
It's like foam rubber, pillowy stuff that are all sectioned off and sewn into a bodysuit.
All right, you know when it's, like when I was up in Jackson Hole this past week and it was like 45 degrees at night and we would roll the windows down because we had a nice down comforter, nice thick down comforter. I am wearing a down comforter right now in Dallas. That's what this basically is like. It is so hot. There's muscles like you have calf muscles, you have thigh muscles, you have inner thigh muscles, you have butt muscles. Then,
you mean glutes? Butt.
Glutes, yeah. And the entire muscle suit that you put on is tan. It's like body color. And then you put on the top, and it's the same thing. Big, giant pecs and shoulders.
Oh, it's so funny.
The shoulders
here
are huge.
The traps are, looks like your shoulders are touching your ears. You look like one of those guys with a Napoleon complex. It doesn't grow past 5'3", so it gets on steroids. He's just massive, but he's only about 5'2". It's what you look like sitting there.
I mean, the muscles are everywhere. Back, I mean, underneath my arms, they're everywhere. So
you're hulky.
Then there's a green onesie.
Like a leotard.
Like a leotard that goes on and it form fits over these muscles.
So give you the appearance of having green skin.
Right.
By the way, it's all up on the website now, right?
By the way, there is a terrific picture on the website.
Isn't that great?
Go to theticket.com. It's the first icon you can click on. The Hardline Superheroes. It is terrific.
Is it on the ticket pictures page?
It's on the main page.
Okay.
So then I got to put the leotard on. Then...
All right.
Since the Hulk busts out of his normal clothes when David Banner goes and rips clothes off the clothesline, always a brown pair of pants and a white shirt. Well, when he busts out his muscles, they fall off basically, except for like just shards of pants that are all ripped up and stuff. So I have a pair of brown polyester ripped up slacks on over my green leotard, over my muscle suit.
Well, see, we've been trying to get you into a nice pair of slacks for a long time.
Yeah.
Looks like we did it today, Grego.
Took the Hulk to do it.
Snape.
It was so funny when Spider-Man was helping you put that thing on. Because you put one foot through, and it was a pajama bottom. And then you put your other foot through, and it just popped out. And you go, oh, I guess this one doesn't have a footy. And you go, oh, I put it through the sleeve. And pull it all the way off, stick it back through. Then there's the mask.
Oh.
Which I want everyone to put this mask on. Kevin, I guarantee it's more uncomfortable than your leather,
trust me,
helmet.
There's no way. There's no way.
You cannot breathe in that thing. And it looks like Monkey Jim Morrison. It's just green and big, crazy looking.
Big giant smile.
So the worst part about it, though, is I cannot go to the bathroom. I mean, I can, but it would take 20 minutes to get undressed.
Go in your pants.
Well, you know what? That Hulk foam muscle suit, it's probably really absorbent.
See, I said you'd do it before me.
How much?
How much to do it?
Just lay the cable.
Yes.
What?
I don't know if the Dallas costumes would appreciate finding a turd in their Hulk outfit.
Snape.
Enormous turd.
But I have like the bottoms and the top muscles, they connect. And so Danny was like right at my ass level, like reaching under my crotch to pull one to fasten up to the other. It was so funny.
Stop it.
So here I am, and it is so hot.
And then you have big, giant rubber Hulk hands.
Those Hulk hands. Hang on, let me get them. They make noises. Hang on.
Yeah, because Corby has sound effects.
Where's
this
going?
What
the hell?
He's got to go get the Hulk hands.
Hulk fist. He just leaves the show?
I thought he needed the Hulk hands in here. I thought all the costumes had to be worn at all times.
He's about to do a little fisting in here.
What does that mean?
Well, listen.
All right, here's what happens when you hit something.
That's his Hulk hands.
What a beating.
Oh, man.
Oh, so it's very cumbersome.
Well, I think I'm third place.
All right.
Are you?
I think so. Just because of the mask. I mean, the mask is unwearable. You can only wear it for about 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah, but your costume's cool. Dude, but Danny's loving it.
This is pass-fail.
Me and
Corby are failing. Oh, you guys are
I'm very happy in comparison to what you guys have to put up with.
Danny's running around here like he's Spider-Man.
Posing.
Yeah, posing. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's wearing the mask and everything. Yeah. He can't see any of his face, can't see his eyes, can't see anything. He's loving it.
So mine's basically just a unitard, a leotard, a onesie. And you just kind of slip into and zip up.
It's a
one piece. The problem is with my outfit and Grego's, aside from the mask, which Grego got off well on the mask. You're doing pretty well with the mask.
Yeah.
I've got mine on. It's just like a half mask.
Mine is a total, covers my entire head. And it's got these two, like, one-way foil mirror eyeballs that I can barely see out of. It's real milky. I can barely see through them. And I have no hole to breathe in. I'm having just to breathe through this real thick spandex. So I can't wear the hood all the time.
All right, let's continue today with Suzanne Pleshette, the well-known actress who died on Saturday at her home in Los Angeles at the age of 70 of respiratory failure. She had undergone chemotherapy in 2006 for lung cancer. She was 70 and did not spend one of those days of her life as anything other than a nice piece.
I dug her, man.
I did too.
She was a 70s icon.
She was a 70s icon. One night, she was on the Johnny Carson show. And producers on the Tonight Show noticed a chemistry between her and another guest. That other guest was Bob Newhart.
The great Bob Newhart.
And she was soon cast as the wife of his character. He was the mild-mannered Chicago psychologist in the show, The Bob Newhart Show. That series ran for six seasons from 1972 to 1978 as part of CBS's ratings-winning Saturday Night lineup.
Love that show. Think I've seen every episode.
She was his wife, the smart, sardonic Emily Hartley. She was a teacher, but that did not receive much attention in that role, but her character was very confident, very assertive, and quite hot.
As were many. That was the women's lib era, where it seemed like every TV woman was too smart for her own good, very powerful presence.
Right. She had had a long career in movies, although none of them really seemed to amount to all that much. She was in The Shaggy D.A., Fate as the Hunter, A Rage to Live, Young Blood Hawk, and If It's Tuesday, This Must Be Belgium. However, she was nominated for Emmys four times, the first in 1962 for a guest shot on Dr. Kildare, twice for The Bob Newhart Show, and in 1991 for playing the title role in the television movie Leona Helmsley, The Queen of Mean. She was married several times. She was married to Troy Donahue after she got into some shows with him early in her, in his their careers.
I don't know who he is.
Troy Donahue?
Yeah.
He was a blonde Hollywood hunk of
what,
the day.
What did he do?
He was in a lot of beach movies and beach TV shows and stuff.
Okay. I always hear him referenced, and I mean, I feel like an idiot, but I really don't know who he is.
I think he was in Surfside 6, or maybe Hawaiian Eye, or one of those beach shows, you
know?
Did
you hate him? Was he overly good-looking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hated him. Damn right I did. Anyway, they married and divorced shortly thereafter.
So she must have been really hot. Even, yeah. Like, you know, because I think she was 40 when she started, or, you know, late 30s when she started doing Newhart.
In 1968, she wed Tom Gallagher, a businessman.
The guy who smashed melons?
No. That marriage lasted till he died in 2000. In 2001, she wed Tom Poston, her long-ago Broadway co-star, who had also been a guest star on The Bob Newhart Show and a regular in
Mork
the
and
second
Mindy.
Newhart sitcom, Newhart, in the 80s. He died last year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we all remember how Newhart ended.
You mean the second Newhart?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know this story?
No, I don't.
Do you remember?
I never watched it.
You never did?
No.
Where he and his wife ran an inn up in Vermont.
All right.
And it ran for a while, like six years? Well, the very last episode, it shows him in bed, and Newhart in bed, and he pops up out of bed and turns a light on, and there's Suzanne Pleshette sleeping next to him. And
in the old set, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
His
character on the second Newhart show, Dick Loudon, woke up to find himself in Dr. Robert Hartley's bed with Emily, Suzanne Pleshette, at his side in their old room.
Yeah.
So it was all a dream.
And he looked at her and he goes, I just had the weirdest dream that I've been running an inn with all these eccentric characters.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was genius. It was nothing short of genius.
That was a good show, too, with Larry and Daryl and his other brother, Daryl.
I did watch a little bit of that.
It was funny. Mm. For its time, you know.
It's no super bad.
No, it's not.
So does she get in?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Danny?
Yep.
Time?
Yes.
Grooves?
Yes.
All right. Suzanne Pleshette is in with John Stewart.